This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Welcome to the Wednesday Talk Show on this Wednesday, March the 18th. I'm Terry Tote. We have in studio today Dave Stromack, along with Ray Kellenberger and Marshall Kassebaum, and we're going to be talking about the Montgomery Veterans Task Force, and eventually we're going to talk about the grants that are available to students, who will be available to students from the four high schools located in Montgomery County. We're talking with members of the, two members and one soon-to-be member of the Montgomery Veterans Task Force, because Marshall's going to become a member here very, very shortly. She volunteered this morning while we were talking before the program. But Dave Stromat's with us. He is the treasurer of this particular organization, and Ray Kellenberger, who is the vice president of the task force. And first off, I guess, Ray, let's go to you. First off, I guess we need to distinguish the fact that the Montgomery County Veterans Task Force is a separate organization within itself.
Yes.
Can you explain a little bit about that and what's involved?
It is a 501c19, which is a nonprofit in comparison to the VAC, which is county supplemented. And we basically we try to do anything that we can do for veterans, their families, transportation, that sort of thing.
Of course, And Dave does that through the VAC as well, but you try to take on some additional.
Right. Tasks. That's the reason why we're trying the grants, and we go a little bit over and above what the restrictions are for the county.
Right.
So we try to help the veterans in any way we can,
and
over and above.
And obviously, being a man who served his country, you kind of have an idea about this stuff.
I really think it's important, especially what we're proposing now. You know, it's something. It's just another way we as an organization can give back to the veterans and their families.
And you did mention it was a nonprofit organization.
Yes. Yes.
So that means you have to have some fundraisers and that sort of thing. And
yes, sir.
And I understand pork patties are a big part of your fundraising.
That is
a very delicious part of the fundraising.
A very good program, and it's turned out fairly well for us also.
Is that basically the only fundraiser?
Right now, it's the only thing we've done, but we're going to try to expand on that a little bit later and see if we can't get some help.
Okay. Dave Stromat, who is the treasurer of the organization. Of course, Dave works at the VAC in Hillsborough. And 6 years now you've been there?
Yeah,
wow,
years.
That's great. That's great. Talk to us a little bit about how this organization, the Montgomery Veterans Task Force, came into being. What was the motivation to put this organization together?
Well, the impetus to put it together was to obtain a grant from the Illinois Department of Veterans Affairs. The Veterans Assistance Commission is a part of county government, and we were looking at transportation issues. We're spending a lot of money on transportation out of the VAC. So we formed the task force with the help of the county treasurer. We had a whole lot of want to, and he had a whole lot of know-how. So we formed the task force, and we got a grant from the Illinois Department of Veterans Affairs, Veterans Lottery Scratch-Off Tickets. We got that grant. We purchased the van from Wright Automotive here, and we've had that van on the road for 5 years now. That was the main purpose, was to get that grant and separate it from the public body. So we got that, and as a part of our formation, we have four missions, the transportation being the big dollar piece, education, grants, advocacy, and financial assistance to veterans and their families who are not qualified for financial assistance from the VAC, like Ray talked about earlier. So we've been in existence since March of 2009. That's when we actually got our articles of incorporation. We got all that good stuff through the Illinois Attorney General, the Secretary of State. So we've been in existence that long. We've been running the van now since April of 2010. We've got over 105,000 miles worth of transportation to and from VA clinics and hospitals, 1,400 vets. Of course, there's same people going multiple times. But that's been our main focus since we formed, and it's taken us a while, as it does in many organizations, to get where we are now, to take the next step to provide the education grants. That was part of our purpose. That's how we formed. That's what we've been doing so far, and now we're here to talk about the next step.
Now, the next step would be the educational grants
right.
that would be available. And I suppose this has been talked about for at least a few years before you actually got to this point. Tell us about the evolution of this sort of endeavor.
Well, we've been kicking it back and forth, what our qualifications are going to be, who's going to be eligible, how it's going to work, and we think we finally got that all nugged out. We haven't really gone forward with it yet because, of course, an education grant takes money, and we've had the couple of fundraisers, and Sertoma here in Hillsboro has been huge. They've provided a lot of manpower and people power, because there's ladies involved in that too. The grills, the transportation, a lot of stuff for the two or three fundraisers that we've had with our pork patties in Hillsboro. And oh, by the way, anybody else listening, we'd love to host it in your town because we are a county organization. But they've been huge in helping us get that done. So now we have enough money for this year. And so we'll continue to do fundraisers. We'll continue to take contributions to do the education grants. And do we want to talk now about what they are?
Well, I'd like to say we've gotten a lot of help from the different veterans organizations throughout the county. Each post that we have in the VAC has donated or has agreed to every year donate a certain amount of money towards this educational grant.
And then Marshall, as regional superintendent of mm-hmm. schools and a good friend of mine, and we've worked together in the past with students and, getting them familiar with what the veterans have done. I know the educational aspect of this intrigues you.
Oh, yes. I'm very excited. And I'm really excited about being a task member. I've been a very active member for the last 30 minutes now. And I'm really
and doing a great job,
Marshall.
Thank
you very much. And I'm really pumped about this. And when it was brought to my attention that they were going to offer educational grants to the four districts in Montgomery County, I'm very excited. And they're going to be $500 grants awarded to a senior, any senior who is going to post-secondary school. Doesn't have to be a college. It could be another career path. And the only thing that there are qualifications, of course, but the main one is, although not mandatory, preference will be given to a student having an immediate family member who is a veteran. And so we're hoping to get that information out to the districts within the next week or so. And I will follow up with the principals at the high schools to make sure that they're in the right hands. And we hope that students will take advantage of this. And along that application, there'll be, like I said, requirements, and we'll have the deadline date determined too, and we'll get back with the districts on that as well.
And $500 is nothing to shake a stick at. That always helps.
And what's so amazing is, I was just listening to these gentlemen and how they want to give back to veterans, but these two individuals are veterans too, and on the task force, they're veterans. And what's remarkable are veterans, even though they have sacrificed so much and given so much to our country and our communities, they are still giving back. And I'm so proud to be a part of the task force.
They give, they give, and they continue to give.
You betcha.
Yes, and we, the American spirit, isn't it?
Exactly, and we are just so indebted to them. So thank you very much.
And if you have a student, if you're listening right now, maybe you have a grandchild that's in school, or a student that's in school, have them talk to their counselors, to their principal or whoever they need to talk to, but get some information on this. Are there some basic restrictions, Ray, for membership to get a grant? Are there anything special? Is it just for secondary, post-secondary education?
It can be for any kind of schooling over and above high. It can be, as we said, a beauty operator. It can be any kind of school. And there are certain qualifications, but, we tried to set it up to where this is for the middle-income families, and it's pretty, it's not real tight. So,
User-friendly, I think,
there
is
you
a
go.
Term
That's
we could
a good
use.
Word. Perfect. Yes, yes.
Yeah. Okay.
It's quite extensive, but yet it's not, you know, difficult.
So a $500 grant going to a student from each of the four high schools in Montgomery County. Right. So we talked about the van and the transportation, the grants. How about the other two aspects of the task force? Dave, can you just how do you get involved with those other two aspects that you mentioned?
As the Veterans Assistance Commission, we're restricted by statute on how we can provide financial assistance to veterans and their families. If an individual is not qualified or the family is not qualified based on their income, then we have a higher ceiling of income that we can allow folks to receive some financial assistance from the task force. And that can be very important. You know, if you're $10 over and we can't help you out of the county-funded Veterans Assistance Commission, well, then this organization, the task force, can provide that help. It's not necessarily emergency help, but that happens too. And we've done that on a couple of occasions. That part, and then the advocacy is a huge term. You know, if it helps veterans and their families or the community in general, that's advocacy. So that's part of what we do as well. You know, we're involved in trying to help with legislation to help veterans and their families, especially the returning, just got out of the military young man or woman who needs to find a job. You know, we're working on those kinds of things as well. Everybody needs a job, but those folks need a job too.
Sure.
So that's part of what we do. Anything and everything that encompasses the betterment of the veterans and their families, that's what we're about.
Marshall, back to you with the educational aspect of this. Mm-hmm. Veterans are such an untapped source of information and wealth of knowledge. But you've experienced this.
Yes, I have.
Though sometimes the general public at large doesn't get it.
Right. The best thing for anyone to do is meet a veteran, get to know the veteran, you know, befriend a veteran, learn from them. They have such a wealth of information. And I have a lot of veterans, World War II to present, you know, conflict. And they have served our country, and they're very faithful to a community and country. And I think that we can just learn so much from them, especially today's students. I spend a lot of time in my classroom when I was in the classroom. That was a really important component, because there's just so much that a veteran can learn from, or a student can learn from a veteran, and vice versa.
And you were talking about 10-year-old kids.
Yes.
Who would talk to veterans, and veterans would break down and cry. And to see, a grown veteran, man or woman, break down like that, that's a difficult thing for a child to watch, but they have to understand the sacrifice that was involved.
And that's you're exactly right. And to be in the presence of someone who is a POW and talking about his experiences and how this is what I had to craft to be able to eat my food with, and this is what I did during the 13 months that I was held captive. The kids walked away with so much more knowledge and information and appreciation than from any textbook that they could read this from or any YouTube video, if they're right there with this individual. So it's quite a gift, you know, that veterans have given to our community, and they still keep giving.
And the ability to sit face to face with a student. I mean, it's because most of these students didn't know. Now, once in a while, you had a grandpa that would, you know.
Absolutely, but most of them.
But most of them didn't know the veteran, and to hear their stories and to have those stories really unrelated to anything they've ever experienced in life is just a whole. It opens up their eyes.
Exactly. And right here we have two veterans who contributed a lot during the veteran program that I had when I was, as a teacher. So they were able to bring so much to the classroom, and the kids still today talk about them.
Yeah. Oh, they'll talk about them for a long time.
Yes, yeah, yes.
That's great. Now, of course, when you offer grants, $500 each, for the four students, one from each high school, you're going to need to continue to have fundraisers. So, Ray, Dave, give us some information. Who can people contact? What's required to become a member of this Veterans Task Force? How often do you meet? That sort of stuff.
The task force meets every quarter. And they if there's any other organizations besides military organizations that would like to contribute, or if there's any individuals that would like to contribute, they can make checks to Montgomery Veterans Task Force, and in the memo put for educational grant. And anything, it doesn't matter how big, how small, but we want to continue this, and we're just getting into the stages where we're starting to build it up. So it's something that we want to do every year.
And Dave, you mentioned that pork patty sales could be in any town in the county, right?
Absolutely.
That's all you need is a date and a place to set up and somebody to kind of provide the push.
Yeah, absolutely. We know how well they work in Hillsborough at the bank on the curve, and it raises money all the time, and it's good food too, folks.
Paris frozen food.
Paris pork patties. The big porky.
Big porkies. Yes.
Yeah. That's generally where we get them from, and brats. And it's a good deal.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the great way. It's tough if you can't raise money selling pork patties.
You're in trouble.
You're in a lot of trouble. You're in big trouble. I'm telling you.
And this is for it's very important to us. It's a way that the veterans, children, and if we don't have any veterans, then any student will be eligible. Right. But the veterans will take priority.
As well they should.
I think Dave thinks the whole, task force, it is something that's very important.
It is.
It's education is basically the foundation for adulthood. You're not going to succeed in anything in your life as an adult unless you've got some kind of education. It doesn't necessarily mean you're going to U of I or SIU or any of those other places and getting the wonderful degree in biophysics or liberal arts or this and that. We need diesel mechanics. We need beauticians. We need PAs. We need all kinds of people. And all of those things take some training.
We're out of time. It flew by. Thank you so much, Dave Stromat, Ray Kellenberger, Marshall Kassebaum with the Montgomery Veterans Task Force. If you need more information, you can contact any of these three people. You can contact me here at the radio station, and we'll make sure you get in contact with the right people.